Well, Abigail Vindman is with us from the Secretary of State's office in Lansing. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we've done this in the past, talked about these workshops or events, I guess is a better way of putting it, to try to help people who may not know that they can at least try to get their driver's licenses back. Road to Restoration, tell me about the program.
Absolutely. The Road to Restoration clinics are a series of clinics that we produce across the state, put on by the Secretary of State, the Department of State. Our hope is that residents come out and we can help them understand what actions they need to take to regain their driving privileges.
Now, every situation is different, right? So there's really no, there's certain criteria, I imagine, but explain to me situations where somebody might be able to get their driver's license restored.
Yeah, it really depends. You're exactly right. Everybody's situation is different, and that's why we, you know, have the clinics, is so that folks who have questions about where they stand, what their status is, can come out. We provide lots of different resources from the mobile Secretary of State office, which is exactly what it sounds like, a Secretary of State office on wheels. They can do vision tests, written driving knowledge tests, and every other thing that a resident might need to do on site. We also bring together experts from the Michigan Department of State. Residents can speak with them one-on-one. They can talk through their driving record with those experts to understand what's there and what actions they need to take. Additionally, at the clinics in the Upper Peninsula this week, we're also welcomed by a couple of volunteer attorneys from the Detroit Justice Center. So again, residents can speak with those attorneys if they have questions or if they're looking for insight about, you know, for example, any open actions they have with local district courts. And so the idea is that by combining all of those resources, residents can come to the clinic and understand what steps they need to take to get back on the road. And in some cases, they might even be able to regain their driving privileges at the clinic, depending on what their circumstances are.
Now, I understand this does not erase a, for example, an OUIL or drunk driving situation.
That is absolutely correct. This is not an expungement fair, but rather more of like an information center. So residents who have open actions or who have tickets may still need to pay those tickets or fines. But this is, you know, providing information, making sure residents know exactly what they need to do next, kind of what is that path back to getting on the road legally and safely.
Okay, anything else about these clinics that I did not bring up here? That you'd like to, obviously, coming up here real quick in Newberry and St. Ignace.
Exactly, yes. We have two clinics this week in the Upper Peninsula. Tomorrow, May 6th, we'll be at the Kewaden in St. Ignace, which is right there on the Mackinac Trail. The clinic will begin at 10 a.m., and we'll be able to welcome walk-ins until 2 p.m. or until we reach capacity. And then on Wednesday, May 7th, we'll be in Newberry at the Pentland Township Hall, which is right there on M28. That clinic begins at 11 a.m., and we'll be able to welcome walk-ins until 2 p.m. or until we reach capacity. And more information about the Road to Restoration, including links to sign up if folks are interested in doing so or looking at some of the other clinics that we have coming up this season, all of that can be found at our website, which is michigan.gov/R2R. That's R, the number 2, R.